Hey there. So I don't like writing. I'm being upfront with you. I don't like writing content. When I have to actually write content, the first paragraph takes me a weekend just to think about what I'm going to write until I found my strength. So today I'm going to share with you what I do to write content and how I do it. That's a little secret I got for you guys. So if you are like me and you just can't think about what to write or what content to write on your post, your blog, your ads, you know, whatever it is that you have to write about, stay tuned because I'm going to share with you what you can do. Coming up next.
You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode 56, recorded May 17, 2019. Writing sucks. This episode is brought to you by GetStartedOnline.net. Start your online business today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand, and welcome to another episode. And today, yes, today I am going to give you the secret, my technique to copy writing, or I should basically say writing content, not so much copywriting, but content, just pure content, whether it is for my blog, articles, or my email sequences, or practically for Facebook posting or Instagram, whatever it is that I've got to type something, I've got this technique I had to acquire. Because truth be told, I don't know about you, but me personally, I am not the type of person that enjoys writing. As a matter of fact, writing for me is the most difficult part of my business. It is. You know, I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, what, how the heck do you actually make it work, right? And then I'm going to tell you in a moment, I'm going to tell you what I do. And it's really simple stuff, but I want to share with you that if you're like me, if you're one of this type of people, like my personality, that you just can't handle focusing on what you're thinking and putting it into paper or typing it into your computer, if you're that type of person that has a hard time typing what you're feeling, your emotions, your expressions, then you're going to like what I'm going to tell you today. But first, right, let me kind of position my training or my information today for you. All right. So you've got to understand that there are, generally speaking, out there, there's two major types of people. And very likely, if you have the entrepreneur spirit in you, you're very likely fall into one of this type of personalities. You're either an introvert or an extrovert, right? You're either the type of person that loves to be by yourself in front of the computer, or basically just you don't have to have any external stimulation to accomplish the mission. Or an extrovert, you're the type of person that needs to be out and be around people and be doing something, taking action, moving. You know, you just can't sit still. All right. So you're either one of those. And that is what one of the major reasons why a lot of motivated people are jumping into online, having an online business. Because what happens is that you have that option. You do. So do you guys want to guess what am I? If you said extrovert, you're right. That's who I am. You know, I am an extrovert. Like me talking to you right now is like me looking at you being in front of an audience right now and just telling you and sharing with you my story. And in my hopes is that it will help you to move forward, to get better. But this is what I love to do. I love to talk. That is why I do a podcast. That's why I'm doing audio recording now. And as a matter of fact, at this moment, you just don't know this, right? You're not looking at me right now, but I don't have a script in front of me. I am literally looking in front of my recording time right now, right? So it's 3 minutes and 48 seconds, 49 seconds, 50 seconds, all right? And that's it. That's all I have. I am sharing my information based on my passion, my experience, my knowledge, and I enjoy doing this. But I have friends. I have very good friends that they cannot do what I'm doing right now. They will literally have to spend a couple of hours, I don't know, maybe some time. I don't say a couple of hours. I don't know how long it will take them, but they have to sit down, mentally prepare, and write everything down. Write a format. Write the intro paragraph. Write the whatever other paragraph there is after that, and keep everything in a system to where they're delivering the message. And then they have to actually read it, make sure that it makes sense. And then, of course, after making sense, they practice. They practice how they're going to say it. And then finally, they'll get in front of a mic or in front of a video camera and they'll start talking about it, but they need to have some type of guideline to take them through what they want to share. Dude, that's just not me. Okay. My buddies are like always making, well, we both kind of make fun of each other, right? All of us make fun of each other because it's so cool to have, as a matter of fact, my three closest friends are all introverts. They are so good at writing things down, like putting their ideas on paper and typing, and they're really good at that and expressing themselves writing. And like, I'm the only one out of whack, right? I can't express myself writing. I've got to talk. I've got to be in the moment. So right now, I'm imagining you listening to me, and I want to give you what I have today because you're going to have to, if you're like me, okay, you're going to have to eventually write content. I mean, that's just part of your business, especially starting an online business, right? You've got to write some type of content, whether it's for your blog, your articles, your post, social media, whatever it is, specifically if you're writing information, like informational products, you know, you just got to put some content out there, right? So how do I do it? How do I manage to write content? All right, well, so if you visit my one of my webpages, which is practically my blog, this is the place where I go ahead and dump all the content that I learned or I have learned. And when I get a chance, I just basically upload it, all right? Well, you go to getstartedonline.net and you'll see that there's a lot of content. And most of those articles that I posted there, they're over 1,000 words. Now, if you were to tell me I had to write 1,000 words for an article without me knowing what to write about, right? Like just a blank sheet of paper, I would be nervous. I would be a wreck. I would be stuck. Like there will be nothing flowing through my brain to write down things. But if you invite me to your event, if you invite me to your group seminar or something to speak to your group, you just tell me what you want me to tell them to talk about, and I'll do it. I'll do it right away. And so this is how I do things. This is how my content is created. All right. So if you're like me again, pay attention. If you don't like writing or if you're having a difficult time coming up with content, let me tell you the first thing. Number one, you have already content in you. All right. I say this a lot, that all of us are created not equal. Okay. We have different experiences, different failures, successes, and different cultures. So there's things in us that we have learned growing up and things that we're continually learning and practicing. So there are some very unique things, not only because of your personality, but because of your experience that you have in you. So you've got content already. So the way to get it out is like I'm doing right now. Number two, you got to use the channels, the technology available. So for example, why don't you record yourself? Like use Anchor. That's what I use right now, by the way. Anchor is like an amazing platform for podcasting. If you don't want to pay anything, use Anchor. Definitely recommend it. And they help disperse and this content to multiple channels out there. Okay. I can't even tell you how many channels are out there, but I know, like, for example, Spotify and Apple, iTunes things. And anyway, so they're out there. My content is going out there. But what do you do with this content? So you record what you know, what you're passionate about, things that you want to help with. And then you take this recording, number three, and transcribe it. Transcription services are awesome. When my buddies showed me that trick to actually take my information, recorded information, and transcribe it, that was it. That was like the gold mine for me. Because I realized one thing. I realized that 1,000 words is not that much. It really is not. Most of the time, an example here, I'm about close to 10 minutes me talking to you. This would be over 2,000 words already. Easy. Like 2,000 words right now. So transcription services will actually take your information, transcribe it into written format, and then what do you do next? All right, number four, you take that information, and you got two options, okay? An option is for you to glance through it to see if it makes sense and edit as you go, all right? Or use a service like a virtual assistant, for example. Fiverr, I believe there's one of them, and there's so many out there, but use a virtual assistant that will actually go through it for you. You'll pay them a few bucks and they'll do it for you so that it can sound better, make sense for anyone to read it. And that's it. You have your content, right? Pretty easy, right? All right. So let me give you another trick that I use too. And this one is for those of you who have iOS devices. So yes, I'm sorry, Android devices. I can't find something as good as this right now. But when I hear about it, I'm sure I'll let you guys know that there is an app that I like using with my iPhone. It's called Drafts. D-R-A-F-T-S. Drafts. And this thing has an awesome dictation software. Now, this is not your normal dictation like Siri, for example. Like this is what I never actually did dictation because I used to dictate what I wanted to type in a note. And Siri will basically stop me. Like if I made a pause, it will stop recording. So then I will have to start again or just keep skipping. And I didn't like that. Dictation in Drafts is awesome. It stays on. I would pause. And right now it would start or continue to take my information and transcribe it automatically on the notepad. And it doesn't stop until I press insert, and that's it. Everything is written. So that's another thing. This app I use very often for my blog posts, for just short stories or short things that I want to share with people. Totally use it because I have it no matter where I go. So that's another trick that I use. And finally, the other thing is that I do enjoy doing live videos, videos like for YouTube or Facebook Live. And so what I've done in the past is that I record that or I take that file and I just take the audio part and I go ahead and transcribe it many times. I just basically write a small paragraph about this video that I've done. And it's like an intro to the video, and then I ask people to watch the video instead of reading an entire article. Okay, so those are some things that I have managed to do. But the key here is this. Again, if you're an extrovert like me, If you're having difficult time coming up with content, and well, if you don't like writing like I do, use your strength. If you do what I'm doing, if you're an extrovert, you're going to enjoy this. Even if it takes you being in front of somebody and teaching them something or discussing something. Heck, if you get on a call with somebody, maybe a teammate or a potential client, record it. Record it, because that's content that you will eventually use. Awesome. All right. Well, I hope this helps you all. Let me know if it does. And you know already, my website or my blog page is getstartedonline.net. You can always go visit there to check out some of the articles that I posted in. Pretty soon, there's more to come. Again, I'm not in a rush to put them all at once, but I just gave you my tip on how I actually write content, and I hope it helps you. Stay encouraged, my friends, and I will talk to you next time. Peace.